Hello and welcome to Rancor's Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Shit.
Already fucked that up.
Hello and welcome to Rancor's Agents of Brothel, episode 18, Providence. I'm your co-host Matt with a scratchy throat.
And I'm your co-host Flowers with not a scratchy throat.
Good job, sir. Do you perhaps have a lozenge I could borrow? I'll give it right back when I'm done.
Oh, okay.
Yummy.
I like sharing.
Before we get started, there's a Follow Networks podcast. Follow Networks has made their first publication, the comic maxi comic book series Bovine. It's available at www.followthe.tv/bovine. Hop on there and check it out. Read the description. Tell me what you think. Sounds like a good deal. You can get it for as little as $2. So get on there and check it out. $2 for an excellent comic is not a bad thing. It's pretty funny. It's salty language. I'm gonna warn you. Don't buy this for your kids for Christmas. Just think you'll tuck it back. I think the F word's in it 23 times.
Unless your kids already talk like a sailor.
Well, then there is that, you know. Aaron.
Yes.
What'd you think of tonight's episode?
Not much action, but lots of story, and I enjoyed that.
My wife came home in the last 15 minutes, and she's a big fan of the show, so she's running around the house with her ears plugged, going la 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 to herself, because she wants to watch, of course, the whole thing. She said, "How is it?" And I said, "Did you watch Lost?"
No, I have not. It's on my Instagram.
Okay, there's a character on Lost. I was like, Phil Coulson has become John Locke. And if you listeners out there watch Lost, you know what I mean. He became a man of faith. It was very interesting. Then he throws his little badge up in the air, and it fucking
gets shot.
The laptop gun from GoldenEye comes out.
Yes.
The proxy gun. Very interesting things. I noticed, first of all, when they bust the prisoners out of the fridge, Bill Paxton says, "Keep on dreaming," to somebody, and I saw him shooting apparently beams out of his arms in the preview for next week's episode. So are we going to see some more superpowered beings in this universe?
I hope so.
That'd be kind of fun, won't it?
Yeah. I mean, the ending already showed another one getting ready to come up. So
yeah, we saw the return, at least, you know, supposedly, of Graviton, or at least the big pile of gravitonium that he was sucked into. If you recall at the end of that episode, we saw a hand come out of it. So there's
pretty
something
exciting.
Yeah, it's going to be titties. Items of note in this episode. What caught your eye, sir?
Well, I was going to ask you, what do you think whenever they shot through the last floor? What do you think that they found? Do you think it was the gravitonium?
Yeah, it was.
Okay.
Yeah, absolutely. That's what I knew they were going for. But, you know, like after that, it cuts commercial. And when they came back from commercial, they didn't say anything. And I was like, they're going to, like, that's what was in the briefcase in Pulp Fiction. You know, they're just going to, like, oh, yeah, we got something cool. Wait till next week. But no, Mr. Quinn came out and he got pretty mouthy.
Yep.
And then we figured out. Do you think Raina is pleased with her new situation?
At the beginning, no. But whenever she, the clairvoyant, who really isn't a clairvoyant at all, showed those vials, I think she was then.
You think her inner scientist kind of perked up a little bit there?
Yes.
Fair enough. Beyond that, she does seem to have a little more disdain. She was always, in the series, always very like, well, the clairvoyant says this, the clairvoyant says that. She was a yes girl.
Right.
And now I see a questioning about her. She could play an interesting role in the future, especially with her feelings about Phil Coulson being a nice guy.
Yes.
So that'll be something.
And then also learning more about Grant Ward and how he's not actually Grant Ward and just a bunch of other stuff.
Yeah, you know, the opinion was expressed to us by a listener last week that we got it wrong and that Grant Ward was actually the clairvoyant. He was the one in charge. And I just got to go with, that's probably not true at this juncture no. After watching this or that maybe he had the thing in his eyeball and was being controlled and we still have hope that he's still a good guy and he's going to be, you know, become the hero in the end. Nope. He's an asshole.
Nope. This solved all our questions from last week.
Yep. Just a big old jerk face. when they find their little cabin in the woods.
Yes.
And they go in, it reminded me of the Star Trek reboot.
Yes. With the nerd that's just hiding out.
Well, first of all, it's Patton Oswalt. Show him some respect. He's a killer nerd comedian. Really, really funny stuff. But it reminded me of how they find Scotty.
Right.
Where it's just Scotty and like that little bat thing.
Yes.
Thought that was fucking weird. But fun.
But yeah, it was fun and funny. Because he's like, hello, guys.
Yeah. And like, just the turnaround of like, can I talk to you in private? And he takes him back and he's like, oh yeah, Nick Fury's fine. He's fine.
So. But they still don't know where he is. And it's going to stay that way probably till Avengers 2.
I do like that they legitimized what Patton's reasoning for like being all secretive around the team. Because in that moment, you know, Sky was immediately calling Grant and telling him that Fury was dead. So now Hydra fully believes that Fury's dead.
And also Hydra now knows the secret place called Providence, where that is.
Yeah, it's probably going to get blown up or something.
Right.
And, you know, Patton said that he'd been in there since the Chitauri attacked. So yes. That's 2 years.
That's a lonely way to be.
Yeah. I love the Call of Duty reference. And then the idea that Phil Coulson plays it too.
Yeah.
Like, not so much anymore. I don't know. All in all, a good exposition episode to set up the final two episodes of the season. I believe it's only 20 episode season. Is that correct?
I thought it was 22.
Is it?
But I could be wrong.
I just don't know, I guess.
Maybe I could pull it up on IMDb and see.
Well, maybe. Get the WWWs working for you. This isn't TMI for the listeners, but I keep burping up pizza. I'm scared to go to bed tonight.
Was it good pizza?
Yeah. You ever have shitty pizza? I sure yes. haven't.
Yes.
Oh, well, that's because you're half my size. But that was undercooked
frozen pizza.
It was amazing. It was amazing frozen pizza. You fuck off.
Might have been undercooked, but it was still good.
Okay, I'm looking here. Nope, 22 episodes. You're right. Clark Gregg is his IMDb list, 22 episodes. So
winner.
Yeah, Wikipedia just had 20 listed.
That might be all the ones they have titles for.
Yeah, fair enough. And it looks like next week we'll go back to our 8 o'clock venue instead of this 9 o'clock bullshit. So we got that going for us. Anything else to note this week, Mr. Flowers?
Well, I'm just good. DB does have 22, but it does say episode 1.21 and then 1.22. So
there you go.
The last two don't have names yet.
Awesome.
What did you think about crap, the Fitzsimmons relationship right now.
Yeah, I don't know. What do you think's going on there?
I just see lots of jealousy. Maybe it'll turn into a love thing.
Yeah, I would like to see something ignite between them besides just the, you know, we're good friends.
Yeah. I mean, I think it's going to lead that way just because the way it's going.
Yeah.
I mean, and then I also enjoyed how Sky took charge a lot. It's like once she got that bad, she decided, I'm going to do this now.
Well, maybe. Goodness. You know what? You want to hear something weird?
Okay.
Do you realize that Clark Gregg, you know, he plays Agent Coulson on the show and in the films, but he also voices the character on Ultimate Spider-Man?
Phil Coulson or?
Clark Gregg.
Yeah, I know. I mean, like, is it on Ultimate Spider-Man? Is who is he voicing?
Phil Coulson.
Oh, okay.
That's amazing. I didn't know,
because I need to watch that series, so.
Well, that's pretty fine.
I'm sorry, I'm a little behind.
God. All right, let's get the fuck out of here. We got a whole week to wait until our next Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Again, every headline I see is S.H.I.E.L.D.'s not dead yet. This is becoming just an amazing show. What did TV.com say? They had a nice headline about how if you haven't started watching yet, pull your head out of your ass.
I'm sure that was word for word.
Yeah, that was a direct quote. But yeah, you know what? Get two of your friends to watch this show. Or if they TiVo it, to get them to at least watch it in the first 7 days, because that's how ratings work. So get people back on this shit, guys. I want this around. This is a good thing.
Are their ratings not too good? Or?
They are dropping every week.
That's sad, because it's just getting better and better.
I know. Like, last week, arguably, was the greatest episode ever.
Right.
Let me bring up the rate. The Nielsens. Sorry, Vamp. Talk about something.
I don't know what to say.
Shit. Okay, so like the pilot was 17 million viewers, which is fucking epic. But when we talk about like, now that's after they count DVR views.
Right.
So if we go to just the live viewing, 12.12 million. Every week it has gone down a little bit. Maybe it'll climb a hair. There was one week where it climbed by 3 million viewers, but it dropped right back down again. And now we're at 5.37 million turn dead last week.
See, I think that might be also because of the breaks that they're always taking. And I think that really hurt. They should have just taken one big break in the middle.
Yeah. Well, and I think that's why they played turn again this week. To just, I think, be so like, too. To recapture that audience from Cap 2.
I think so also.
So we'll see. We'll see how it looks next week. Maybe I'll bring the ratings up again. And we'll figure this shit out because I really want the show to stay.
Did you get a good laugh whenever the guy goes, "Hail Hydra," and he's like, "Shut up."
Yeah, you look like a West Texas cheerleader.
Oh, that was great.
Beautiful stuff. A little sick of turtlenecks.
Yeah.
I understand. Yeah, oh, you got a scar on your neck. Whoop-de-doo. Jesus. Guy's keeping the entire turtleneck industry alive. Who the fuck wears that shit anymore?
Yep.
Anyway, from here at the brothel, just want to say thanks for listening. Go check out Bovine. It's an amazing, fun project about a zombie cow. Come on. You love zombies. You love cows. Put them together. Makes perfect sense. Anyway, from here to the brothel, Excelsior.
Hail Hydra!